From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
This is a very dangerous hurricane. It could have catastrophic consequences if it hits at this intensity.
We are facing a storm that most of us have feared. I do not want to create panic, but I do want the citizens to understand that this is very serious.
I think there will be people that will not leave the city for a whole variety of reasons, including 100,000 or so that don't have automobiles.
I boarded up the windows and battened it down. I feel more secure being able to be there and secure the house if something happens.
If you want to put yourself in that kind of harm's way, I just think you're nuts. You owe it to your family, you owe it to your loved ones, and you owe it to the public officials, the firefighters, and the others who are going to try to save you to not do that.
My car's all flooded, my house is a wreck, furniture floated all over the house.
Now we're trying to salvage just a few memories. It's so depressing.
She said, "Mom, I have no way." She said, "I've got the storm shutters up and I'm going to try to stay here." And she told me she would call me Tuesday and let me know if everything was okay. We haven't heard nothing.
I cannot describe to you what it looks like to see entire neighborhoods underwater, or right down the coast in Mississippi to see a little communities completely obliterated. I mean, it is so devastating that it's hard to describe it.
They don't have a clue what's going on down here. They flew down here one time, 2 days after the doggone event was over, with TV cameras, AP reporters, all kind of goddamn, excuse my French, everybody in America. But I am pissed.
If we don't get some help soon, it's going to get worse. People are going to start killing people for whatever they have in their house.
We really thought that someone would help us. And we have found out that we are everybody's last priority here.
A lot of people working hard to help those who've been affected, and I want to thank the people for their efforts. The results are not acceptable. I'm heading down there right now. I'm looking forward to talking to the people on the ground.
Please, send some help out here. Please. If it's not for us, for the elderly people and the babies, please, send somebody.
Do we rebuild? Do we buy? Do we just move the hell out of here completely? My inclination after seeing this kind of a storm damage is that we don't want to live here anymore.
The good news is, and it's hard for some to see it now, that out of this chaos is going to come a fantastic Gulf Coast, like it was before. Out of the rubbles of Trent Lott's house, his had lost his entire house, there's going to be a fantastic house, and I'm looking forward to sitting on the porch.